Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's time for Little Victories with Allie and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Ooh, we always start the show with little victories, a positive spin on the day. My positive spin is that we get an extra edition of Dumpster Fire Dating today, everybody.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yep, I went out with Orphan Boy this weekend. Yes, I did. The show was phenomenal on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what happened on our date.
You want to spill all the tea?
I don't know if you're going to be happy about it, DZ.
Excuse me?
Something he did as soon as I got there.
Excuse him.
He's going to die.
Okay, excuse him. Got it.
But we had a good time, and I'll tell you everything.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to crack up, though.
Okay, good, good,
uh-huh.
good. All right,
uh-huh.
man. What you looking at?
You know what? Thank you for asking.
You just zoned out on me for a second. I'm like, you want me to tell you my little victory?
No, actually, do you know why I zoned out?
Why?
I just got a text from one of our regulars who's supposed to be on Am I the Jerk today.
Ooh.
And she texted me and said she was going to be on Am I the Jerk about her husband, but he stayed home today. So now she's stressed out because he might hear her.
So we're going to have to put in a Christmas protection program?
We might
maybe?
Have to put her in the Christmas protection
okay.
program.
Less.
But that's
Say
what
less.
That's what caught my eye. I'm so sorry. What's
you
your
good?
Little victory, DZ? I sure did stroke out there, didn't I?
I was like, you know, for a hot second, I was like, hey, time out, you good, Bobby?
Honestly, I forgot we were on the show. I forgot we were on the radio.
I could tell.
I started reading a text like, do-do-do-do-do. All right, DZ.
I was like, yo, we at work, dog.
My bad, I'm back.
My little victory is.
I'm back. You saved my life today, that's what, from stroking out.
That part. No, for real, though.
What's your little victory?
Daylight savings didn't affect us.
Hey.
Now, I say that now. I guess we'll check back in tomorrow, maybe.
Now that you're gone.
I'm out the house.
And Aaron's dealing with them now. And you're like, it's great. They were good this
they
morning.
They woke up happy. Danny woke up normal. Sammy woke up chilling. They woke up with a good time. I feel like they didn't wake up a lot at night. And I was
Fantastic.
Like, you know what? We're going to run with it today. We'll see. Report back with the bus driver and the teachers for Sammy. We'll check with Juanita for Danny. But, you know, the rest.
I like it how you don't want to get ahead of yourself, though. You're like, we'll make sure before we don't quote me. Give me a day or two. But
it's the little victory for the morning. We'll check back at the end of the show.
Daylight saving time. You made it.
So far.
Holy. Well, the question of the day is coming up next. We're going to talk about our weekend. I'll give you a little bit of tea about my date.
A little bit of...
A little bit of, you relax
No,
there.
I'm saying, you're going to give us a taste.
Stop it. Question of the day is next. Hey, DZ, you see this bag of candy?
Yeah, let me get the candy bar, man.
Yeah, I can't... Yeah, I'm sorry.
Dog, I see a full size in there. Let me get that.
Nope.
Come on.
Is there a full size? There is.
Look at
Dude, you cannot have this candy. This is Hudson's leftover candy, and let me tell you this.
Bro, Halloween is over. Nope. Let me get a candy bar.
He went trick-or-treating at his dad's in Menominee Falls over the weekend. Oh, it's a granola bar.
I'm good. I don't want it.
Anyway, that's why it's still in there. He went trick-or-treating for the second time because a week ago he was in New Berlin, mm-hmm. and then this weekend he went in Menominee Falls. So he had an entire pillowcase.
A whole sack?
Of candy.
He filled the sack again.
The sack, dude.
My boy.
So he gets home. Tries to eat the whole sack, and I say, give me the candy. So I put it in a Ziploc, a gallon Ziploc, everybody. It was full.
That's what's left.
He went into his room, ate 3/4 of a gallon.
Oh, man, son.
I freaked out.
That's a lot of candy.
I freaked out in mom mode. Mm-hmm. I yelled. Mm-hmm. I said, give me the candy. And he went, you officially took all the fun out of Halloween, Mom.
Oh, you did, Mom.
I know. But he ate 7 pounds of sugar yesterday. So have at it and then give it back because he's expecting it back. He has no idea where the candy is. In fact, he's probably at home searching for the hidden bag. So and you know why I put it in my work bag?
Ooh, there's a big bag of the Nerds gummy clusters.
I knew he was going to look for it this morning when I went to work. So I put it in my work bag. You guys have no idea.
who gave a chewy Kirkland protein bar, bro?
Some healthy neighbor of Menominee Falls. I don't know. So anyway, I brought his candy in my work bag and forgot about it because I hid it last night.
I'm taking these nerds.
This is the problem with Halloween. It's ridiculous. Take whatever you want.
OG nerd, baby.
Even if he notices, I don't care because what the hell?
You tell him to fight me.
I will. By the way.
You tell him to fight Unk.
Good morning, by the way.
Buenos dias is Milwaukee's number one hit music station.
Yes, Milwaukee, good morning. Wake up. We're into November and it's time for the question of the day. Should I tell them anything about my date?
Mm-hmm.
Should I?
I mean, what you trying to?
I don't know. Did you do anything else?
You know what?
Like to hear about your suit party, honestly.
First things first.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Okay, our weekends. I know you want to hear about my date. I know. Dumpster fire dating was on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Orphan Boy came on the air on Friday and actually talked to us. Which was wild.
That was a little crazy. I ain't gonna lie.
We could call him his real name, and I said, absolutely not, Orphan Boy. Well, nobody's calling you your real name.
That is not for your protection. No. That is also for ours. What's wrong with you?
So we did go out, and I'll tell you about it in Dumpster Fire.
Wepa.
But you are going to be mad at him.
I'm going to be mad at him?
I think so, but for something he did as soon as I got there.
I could go into so many different directions.
He tried to change the plan on me and add someone to the group immediately, and I went, oh my God, and it was a dude, but it was like, he's like, let's hang out with my friend, and I was like, Orphan Boy, did you learn nothing on a Dumpster Fire dating?
But y'all are in bro mode right now. Y'all are friends.
And I said, I absolutely do not want to go hang out with your buddy. No, I don't.
You ain't trying to be a trio?
No.
Mm.
So he said, all right, fine. So we hung out.
Maybe it was a
test. And we had a great time. Was there a kiss or anything romantic? You'll have to wait till Dumpster Fire for that one.
I bet that's all.
I'm going to say about that because it was a good time. Now, DZ, tell me about your weekend.
Gee, it was actually, again, you think we slowing down? No, we ramping up. It's busy. Trick-or-treated, obviously, again, St. Francis, it was popping. Shout out the homies, Rhea and Angelo.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, we popped over to their house, and then, you know, other homies came over, Becca, Vance, you know, the gang. You've met them.
I've met all your friends. Did you have your soup party?
We had a soup party.
What types of soup did everybody bring? I need to know, because how many couples?
It's just 3 couples.
And what kinds of soup did
everybody
bring?
So, we made loaded potato, bacon, potato. Come on, Hood.
So
come on,
good
dog.
And so cheap, because potatoes are cheap.
Threw everything in there, hella fixings. We went extra over the top on it though. You know, like
you did like loaded baked potato soup, like bacon bits and chives.
There's loaded and then there's loaded. We had bacon in the soup and then we had bacon on the side.
Bacon on bacon. It was like
you feel me?
Yummy. So you made a baked potato soup and then what did everybody else make?
Rhea and Angelo made pozole.
Okay.
Yeah, pozole is like a corn and steak or pork stew soup.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the fat, the juicy corn. Not like the corn you're thinking, like corn on the cob.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's almost like hydrated corn.
Mm-hmm.
Like fat, fill your stomach up corn and
so just meaty goodness.
They made pozole and then Becca and Vince made a tomato soup, bro. nice little bits.
Tomato?
Little yeah.
Okay, let me tell you something. I don't like tomato soup until I had a phenomenal one at Cafe Zupa's. They accidentally gave me tomato, and it's like a tomato basil, and I'm like, you brought me back around, dude.
It's dog. Oh, that basil makes a difference.
If you make it not so tomato-y.
I hear you. I'm following.
You make it like thicker,
Yep. Not so soupies.
A little white sauce or something mixed in.
A little je ne sais quoi. Maybe some bacon too.
Basically, if you make it a different soup than tomato, I'm totally in, okay?
But no, it was good. It was good, G. And then we wrapped up on Sunday watching our nephew win first round, first game in the playoffs, aww, dog. Last second win. Oh my gosh, it was a nail biter, 0-0.
He had a very full weekend.
Busy. I'm tired. Soup parties and football.
Soup parties and football. I went on a date with Orphan Boy, which we learned about on the show on Friday. So we'll have another edition of Dumpster Fire Dating today.
Let's just do it right now.
No, we're not. You're gonna have to wait till after Am I the Jerk? Whatever. I'm sorry. I told you we went out. I told you he messed up in the beginning, but I didn't tell you how it ended.
You
okay?
did give us a taste. You know,
so
you. Right.
Let me chill.
I feel like I'm feeling listeners' anxiety and going, just tell us now.
What did you guys do this weekend? 414-533-1037. You wish. Becky and Cudahy said, so we're calling it a date now?
It was a hangout.
It was a hangout. You're right, Becky. It was not a date. It was a hangout. Mm-hmm. Dang, Becky coming for me.
Called you out.
We'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Every Monday, we talk about what you did this weekend, and only in Wisconsin do we get a text message that says, I got a new couch and two new goats. Jamie from Waterford.
One couch and two new goats? Did you get married? Did you just get married? Was that like a present from somebody?
Only
what
in
happened?
Wisconsin, dude.
That's Wisconsin
what
to the
core. What is going on over here?
One couch and two goats.
Are you kidding me? Anna from Milwaukee said, we went to China Lights. It was awesome. That's good because I think it closes now. It closes for the season.
Does it?
Now or soon.
I was going to say, did we miss it?
You might have. I don't know. Anyway, let's go to Kelly in Sussex before we hang up on her.
What?
You heard me.
Okay.
Let's go to Kelly in Sussex and you'll understand why.
Copy.
Hey, Kelly.
Good morning.
Do you like my nice, sweet voice before I get nasty on you and hang up?
I love it.
What happened? Are y'all feuding?
Well.
Are y'all feuding?
We're only feuding because of her life choices. And Kelly, tell no, she wasn't with a man this weekend. Tell everyone what she did this weekend, Kelly.
Kelly.
Well, Saturday I went to a Halloween party, and then Sunday. I took the Christmas decorations out of storage.
Goodbye.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Okay. Okay.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Love you. Bye.
Bye, Kelly.
She hung up on herself.
Yeah. No, yeah. She knew. Look, she knew the vibes.
I know I said after Halloween you could put them up, but I take it back.
I had to hold Aaron down. She was ready to go
all out.
I was like, dude, can we do Thanksgiving? Can we do my favorite holiday? Mm-mm. Just real quick.
You guys are killing me.
She said, we don't got any Thanksgiving decorations. I said, we'll go buy some. Come on.
I'll give you my Thanksgiving decorations.
We got Thanksgiving decorations, Allie. Yes, we do.
She just didn't want them.
She's lying, bro.
Man, whoever texted in, I turned 36 and closed on a house. So excited. You gotta sign your name.
Yeah, congratulations on the close.
Yeah,
though.
We love seeing your text at 414-533-1037. And Sherry in Caledonia said Friday they had people over for pizza and trick-or-treat for Mason's 13th birthday.
Wepa.
And then they had the Bucks game on Saturday, and Mason played two basketball games. You guys go.
They're active. Oh, yeah, they don't stop.
Dang.
Why would they?
I don't know. Let's go to, you know what, Mike in Hartford. We're going to say—
Who?
We have a third person who I can't wait to get to, but
we're not calling
first.
Him. No, we're not calling him Babe.
Ooh. Sorry, Babe. We're not Mike. Saving you for last. Michael in Hartford.
Mike.
Morning.
Get the
morning.
Full name. No, don't good morning us. Where have you been?
We have one more person on the phone, but we're saving them for last because they're even crazier
been,
than
I've
you.
I've been busy at work. The last 2.5 months, spent over 55 hours a week. It's been a long 2.5 months.
Hurt, say less.
Mike, I'm sorry, but we're all working hard over here.
No, that's
I'm sorry.
Fine. No, that's
you're
totally
preaching to the choir. He's like, I'm worked out. I'm like, join the club, Mike.
He been whipping, bro.
But what'd you do this weekend?
Yeah, for real.
Friday night, Eileen's elementary school had a Halloween dance.
Oh!
So we dumped the baby at the grandparents, and it was one-on-one, me and Kathleen with Eileen.
Aw, look at y'all.
That's cute. Important. Did she dance with any boys, or was that not allowed?
She was more running around. She was dressed up as Cinderella.
Yeah, at a four-year-old dance, like, what do a four-year-old, I mean, how do you get four-year-olds?
So was she chasing any boys?
It was the whole elementary. It wasn't just four.
Oh, it was everybody.
She was with 11-year-olds?
It was chaos. Yep. Not older boys. Nah, no, no reason you was there, Pop. No reason. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, her boyfriend was on vacation, so she couldn't go to the wedding.
Her boyfriend was on vacation.
She's already cuffed up. Our bad. Oh, our bad, Pops.
Oh, jeez.
This is spoken for.
This is some small-town love. Look at DZ and Aaron and Gurney. See? Falling in love. This is Mike, his daughter, and her boyfriend.
We'll see you in 20 years, boy. I swear.
4K love.
Hey,
kindergarten, 5K.
Oh, I'm sorry. Kindergarten. Oh,
excuse us.
We have so many four-year-olds around us, not just your child. There are a lot of four-year-olds, like Amanda and Racine. Doesn't she have a four-year-old?
Does she?
I don't know.
Man, so many people got kids. I'll be only worried about my own. I'm sorry.
Regular.
My kid, dog, no, seriously, like Mike, Sammy's out here talking about some little girl named Jenny in his class and how he thinks she's great and pretty.
Eileen has two boyfriends.
Okay, now
Mike. One is actually older than her.
Let her live.
I was like, I don't know how I feel about
this. Now I'm back in. Let her live. Don't judge. Let her. She wants to be polyamorous. Let her be polyamorous.
Hot girl 5K? What is going on? Bye, Mike. We love
Goodbye.
You, Papa.
See you later, guys.
Later, dog. Peace. Get out of here.
She wants to date multiple men? Let her date multiple men.
No, maybe in fourth grade.
Jeez, fine. All right, we're talking about what you did this weekend. Natalie in Menominee Falls texted in and said, karaoke at the Legion in Menominee Falls on Friday night. I won a $20 gift certificate. That is some small town stuff again.
Was it all Halloween theme?
At the Legion.
You had to sing Monster Mash if you was trying to enter.
Wait, Bryce, our boy, texted in. Where have you been, Bryce?
Bryce probably been busy too.
He went to the Packer game yesterday. He said it was really terrible. Ooh. I don't like sports anyway, but the fact that they lost to the Panthers was just awful.
Yeah, sorry, big guy.
Oh, and look who texted in above that. DZ's wife.
What'd she say?
What'd she say? She said, he's wild. We have no Thanksgiving decorations. You don't have any Thanksgiving decorations. You said you did.
I'm going to go home and post pictures later then.
Fine.
She wants me on this mission?
Fine.
You want to start this? Okay.
Fine. Go to our last caller who we saved for last, of course, Destiny in Milwaukee. Please, Destiny.
Throw your hands in the air. We're going to get Thanksgiving stuff.
Ooh, no, I'm going to give him
Thank
mine.
You.
You can have mine because I haven't put it up.
Can you imagine when you go home and you got like five or six bags full of stuff? Like, here, you called me out.
We don't need it. We don't need it.
I got it.
We got it, bro. We don't need all that much. Thanksgiving is fleeting anyway.
Let me tell you what Thanksgiving is. It's a continuation of Halloween. This is what I do. I normally put all my pumpkins out so they can stay out for the harvest, and then I take them down, and then I put up the Christmas stuff.
Right.
But anyway, Destiny, listen, DZ had a soup party, went trick-or-treating. I had a kind of date with Orphan Boy. What did you do this weekend, huh?
Kind of a date.
Kind of.
You go out with him, it's a date. Anyways,
it was a hangout.
November is big. I did a Salute to Veterans haircut sign this weekend, and Saturday out in Kenosha and gave out free haircuts
to
my veteran brothers and sisters.
Wait, that are you cool. a barber yet, Destiny? Are you still in school?
I am. I have been cutting hair, yes. You're... I just don't have my license yet. I finished December 8th, but I have been cutting.
You know, she's cutting under the table.
You can't even give the veterans the best. You can't even get a license for the guys.
She's working on it.
Hey, man, you ain't seen my cuts lately, girl. I'm flawless.
Hey, I'm sorry.
I ain't going to lie. Some unlicensed barbers are colder than the licensed ones. I'm going to just say it, but my boy got his license, and soon Destiny will too.
Kira and Racine said, am I the only one who put up the Christmas tree this weekend? Yes, you and Kelly. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to what you were saying.
I had to fight
Destiny.
Aaron to not to. But yeah, you gave out free cuts to the vets.
That was amazing.
Shout out to you.
You're a veteran too, Destiny. So thank you for your service and thanks for giving back.
No doubt, I will be taking that free dinner you're going to come take me for. I got
Oh, crazy! The phone's breaking up.
Yikes! Can't hear anything. Bye.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, DZ. So we're into November now.
Yep.
New month, new problems.
Y'all already know.
And somebody's worried about not wasting their savings.
Yeah.
Go on.
I actually like it. It's interesting. Here, Allie and DZ, I've been working my butt off over the last few years. I've gone to school online part-time and worked basically full-time at the same time, too. My reason? Wanting to change my life, get out of the normal, and really invest in myself. The outcome? I've saved over $30,000 in those years and feel like I want to use it before I lose it or something inevitably happens where I need to waste it. I'm in my mid-30s. and have really never had someone in my life that's ever guided me with money or much of anything else, which is why it's taken me this long to get my life together. I've got no wife, no kids, and I'm not really close with anybody and prefer to stick to myself.
Hey, now, nothing wrong with having no wife and kids when you got a lot of money, my guy.
Allie said, you single, boy? You sing, what's up, Poppy?
Nobody to spend it on. How about you take your savings and I take my savings and we make our savings?
Gee, what's up?
And we can be savings. And we
I think somebody made a song about that.
I think so, too. Tell your savings to meet my
so
savings.
Much, I love you so much. That was fire. Because low-key, that's an idea. I know you're joking, but low-key, yeah. That's an idea.
Find a woman with some savings, too.
You know, find a partner. Won't. Find somebody. You never know. But he says, I prefer to keep to myself, and until recently, I had no ambition. What advice would you give yourself in this position? No idea is bad at this point. Mm. I love this.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, this dude has a clean slate.
Yeah.
Right? Arguably something that most people never get in life, right? You start with something, you start with a downfall, you start with bad in your life, whatever, and maybe you have, maybe this person did, but at one point you went, no more.
He does have a negative. He has nobody. Think about it. He's got money, but he's got nobody to share it with. Yeah. He's got no one around him. So he does have problems,
but he isn't right.
But he doesn't see it as a problem right now.
He's not short on time. He's worried realistically, strictly on the financial, right? Mm-hmm. He's going, I ain't got no wife. I ain't got no kids. I ain't got nobody to share it with, but I prefer to keep to myself.
Right.
Does that mean friends, family, or other? Or does that mean partner, family, kids? Like, do you not want a family and kids? Or do you just not have that investment right now?
Right.
Because what you need to be doing is investing in something, man. You've got bank. You've got bank where people go an entire lifetime and never save $30,000. First things first, you got to splurge a little bit, though. I'm not going to lie to you,
really? What do you mean?
You got 30K. If you're really this
Don't
person.
Don't blow it, though. You're going to blow it and it's going to be gone like that.
I'm not saying blow it, but I'm saying if you have for so long just really just kind of not been a deadbeat, but just been a nobody, quote unquote. A lot of people share that same sentiment, bro. Go do something. Go enjoy your life. You don't even got to post about it because you don't seem like the social media type.
How old is this guy?
Mid-30s.
He's got a ton. He's got 30K in the bank.
Don't blow it. Obviously, don't blow it.
Don't blow it. I mean, some people would say just keep investing.
The way savings work, bro, the more you have in the bank, the more you get taxed on, right? So I understand wanting to move money around and not leave it stagnant.
The more you make.
But the more you invest.
So you put more in, you put 30 grand in, you're going to make a lot more.
First things first. First piece of advice, you need to get yourself a financial advisor.
Mm-hmm.
Off rip, right?
For sure.
For sure, because you don't know how to manage money. You've just been saving it and have been really good at it.
Or become one. You sound like you're pretty smart. There's not many people that have financial literacy
anymore.
I don't
know what you're going to school online part-time for, but that isn't a bad idea. I know we're just spitballing here, but this is what we're doing. Spitballing, getting inspired.
If you're passionate about finances and you're this good at saving money, maybe financial planning is your thing.
And they don't say what they're going to school online part-time for.
Anyway,
digressing, great idea. But yeah, first things first, get a financial advisor, a planner, somebody that can help you manage that money that you've been saving and working so hard for.
Yeah.
Secondly, have them set up a plan for you to be able to go and enjoy yourself. You don't got to take a crazy extravagant vacation, but take 5K of that and you can travel somewhere beautiful, enjoy it, then come back and get to work investing.
I don't disagree with that
at all.
Somebody texted in. You can text or call 414-533-1037. They said, spend a little bit on yourself. Take a trip somewhere you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
I would also invest some of that. Otherwise, you're going to be back to where you started. That was my fear was that, that's Tammy from Racine. Thank you, Tammy. That you start, it's a slippery slope you have that kind of money because you're like, 30K, that's so much, but it's really not. Start going and it's over.
Let me break it down. Take 5K. Now, after getting the financial planner, you save 30, you got 30K, let's just say you got a little bit more, whatever. 30 is the number we know you got. 5K for a vacation, you take another
Be a hell of a vacation.
I know it is. You better enjoy it too. 5K you put as like a rainy day fund, right? Like rainy day, not necessarily savings, but tuck it.
You're going to need savings as your life goes on because you realize as you get older that things break. Your car breaks down. Maybe you own a house and now something's broken there.
So now you got 20K left.
Have to have savings,
You invest $10,000 and then you put into bonds or some other savings account the rest of the 10 because you're going to have to use something at some point for something. If you don't own a house, you know it's going to incur some costs.
This is boring. I changed my mind. Let's just go to Vegas and blow it all on red. Let's do it. Come on.
You know you bet black.
Come on.
You know you
Fine.
Bet black.
Black. Fine. Let's do it all.
Bet red.
Let's just fly to Vegas and blow it all and hope for the best. 50-50 shot.
Roulette
this
and craps.
This is getting
boring. Roulette and craps.
You know what?
Roulette and craps.
Roulette and no, just roulette.
All
you put
roulette?
On one put it on one color and walk away.
30K on 30K on black. Oh my God. Somebody else help.
Listen,
somebody else.
It wasn't that you were boring, you were sounding too responsible for my taste. So you were like, listen, here's,
you can take
here's
some
how
of that.
To be responsible. I'm like, nope, screw it. We're going to Vegas. We're flying and we're out, man.
5-5, 10-10. Blow 5, pocket 5, invest 5, bonds, or invest 10, bonds 10.
Tina from Kenosha texted in. There's travel groups that travel with singles who just want to travel. Actually, that's a great idea, but
if
the guy doesn't
travel,
care.
You're going to find a honey dip and you're going to get scammed in Italy quick, though.
Yeah, but he's going to be on some trip with all blue hairs. He's going to be in his mid-30s with 70-year-old women over here thinking he was going to be with single
You're
going
to end up on a video on Instagram talking about pickpocket, the pickpocket. No, don't do that. Don't watch some travel groups.
Oh, God. All right. Let's go to the phones next because the phones are going crazy. We see him ringing. We'll talk to you guys. He has saved $30,000. He doesn't know what to do with it. He's got no wife, no girlfriend. He's just a hard worker with his head down in his mid-30s.
Mid-30s with 30K savings? Bro,
what
you are
do.
Lavish.
Mm, we'll talk to you next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
So today he wrote into the show. He is a single man in his 30s. He's got about 30K saved and he wants to know what to do with it. DZ was being responsible. I said go to Vegas and blow it. I was kidding, obviously.
I'd be shopping, G. You know I'm with you. Listen,
well,
you don't put 30.
I would go to the outlets for sure, but I'd still only spend a grand because it's the outlets.
We don't have 30K in savings for a reason, okay? We would if it wasn't for me.
Hey, you know what? Heard. Aaron, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Me too, baby.
Let's go to Mike in Waukesha. We're going to start with him today. He didn't call all last week, he said. And I said, what the hell? And he said, his doggy died.
Oh
Mike,
man.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
You
we're
had a rough
holding together.
Good.
All right. Well, we're sorry about your dog, yeah. Mike. That's the worst, man. But we're glad you're back. So
We've lost pups on the show. We
you,
get it.
And Mike, you're one of these guys who, you know, you worked every day and you decided you wanted to start your own business, and you did. You went right in. You have a metal business now, and it's successful. So, Mike, what
did
you
save?
What's your
Did you save and then start the business, or you start the business broke like some people?
I started it in my garage, and then for like 4 years, we did it out of the garage, and I didn't take any debt on. I bought everything as I had money.
Smart.
So then otherwise you leave and then you got everything else to pay for and then you got payments on equipment. And I don't know. Some guys do it and it works. I don't know. Everybody's got their own way.
Your but you're financially responsible then if you waited because you said I didn't even buy new equipment till I could afford it. So what is your advice for this guy?
He's got employees.
This guy needs a financial advisor. I just got one like maybe 4 months ago or whatever.
And
like because I have to do my own retirement stuff now. And like they took like for example, they took all my retirement and then 3 months, they made me more than I'd make in 5 years putting into a 401k.
Oh my gosh. That's too much, my boy. That gave me palpitations.
So, like, and I always thought they were kind of like a scam. Like those people, I'm like, they're just like going to mess with you.
Well, because they're not a scam, but you could do it on your own if you had the knowledge.
Sure.
They're just people that have the knowledge if you don't to guide you. So yeah, they're going to take a cut.
And most of us don't.
But you need their knowledge. So Mike, you didn't do anything
most
wrong.
Most of us
go
get
on.
A lawyer they're, because well, we don't know law.
Lawyers do it too.
You
yeah,
know what I'm saying?
Totally.
Right.
Go
well,
on.
They're cut for like a financial advisor. Generally, if you're doing like investments and stuff like that, I think I pay like 1.2 or 1.3% or something.
So
like
that's
that.
Low.
So, well, then they're trying to make
much.
More. So that's why they
want
to
make you more.
And
they
make
you more.
So
they
make
more.
So I'm glad that you kind of said, okay, you know, this isn't, I need a financial advisor. I need, this is smart.
Yeah, like with 30 grand, they could grow that so much. If it's just sitting there, like, don't go to Vegas. That's bad advice.
Fine. I was being funny, Mike, but
you're right. Fine, Pato, fine. Fine, Pato.
I mean, hey,
you don't got to go that far.
Now, after you get the investment money, then go to Vegas and blow some of that.
There it is. There it is.
Pato, whatever.
Coming around,
you can park for free at Pato, okay? You don't even have to fly.
Yeah,
we know
you got to get an investor within a year, maybe like just like hold on. If you've been sitting on it that long, just wait another year because you're going to be making money off interest.
Like, so listen.
Let the money work for you.
Mike is invested guy from experience. So we're going to take that
we'll
as
make the
as
money on
advice.
Interest rather than paying money on interest because you got too much sitting in the bank for no reason. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's great. Yeah. That's great, Mike.
And they know all the loopholes too where like
we don't.
You can maybe not pay taxes. Not pay taxes, but like you could invest it into like a retirement fund or something like that. Like the goal for me is like to retire as early as I can.
That part. I mean, that part
like,
for
you
real.
Need to, if you have somebody working your money for you, like just suck
That's
it up,
the
be
goal.
Kind of broke
yeah.
for the be broke for like 25 years of your life and live paycheck
sound
to paycheck.
Like my
and then you were,
let me tell you something, though. No, Mike, let me tell you something, because my dad did that and my mom did that. They lived like they were broke for their whole lives, mm-hmm. and now they're sitting on money and they still won't spend it. So that's what's going to happen. You're going to be old, and you're going to be sitting
that
there.
That is what happens.
Like,
I got no problem spending it. Bulldog keeps me from spending all of it. So.
Bridget the Bulldog is wife. All right, Mike, thanks for calling.
I love you so much, bro.
Love you,
shout
bye.
Out to fam, man. Peace, man.
We're going to keep it moving. Somebody said bury it in the yard. Okay,
okay.
I'm going
okay,
to
okay, Escobar. Yeah, okay.
You
it's
going to
get
crazy.
Eaten by mites. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Out of your minds. All right, so we had go to Vegas, get a financial advisor, bury it in the yard.
Bet on black.
And bet on black.
Yes.
Let's go to Emily in Milwaukee, who I'm actually mad at today, Ooh. But she's one of our regulars. I know, dust off the theme song.
Hold on. Emily? This Emily?
I know. I'm so mad at her. She put up her Christmas stuff this weekend. What is wrong with you?
Yeah, we got bones to pick.
It's not even cold yet.
You're mad? It's cold.
Not cold enough
not cold
for
enough.
Christmas.
Not cold enough.
It's not time.
Ooh, you lucky we can't
rip
you.
I decided it was time.
Fine, it's time. Emily, fine.
Says
we'll
Mariah.
What do you think this guy should do with all this money in the bank?
So my dad is my volunteer financial advisor.
Nice.
Shout out to Jeffy.
Nice.
Doesn't want to do it, but I put him in that role.
Make him.
He gave me two pieces of advice that I think would be really helpful here. One being that it's okay to have money in your savings.
Uh-huh.
Like, don't just drain your savings just to use it.
Yeah.
So that's a big thing that he said. But then also incorporating that extra money into your budget. So if you know I have this surplus of money that I want to spend on something, but I don't want to blow it, okay, I'm going to add $1,000 in this month so I can spend it on extra things or stuff like that.
Slowly
so that's
incorporate.
That he's had me doing or like advised me to do that I've really taken to heart, and it's helped a lot with not just blowing it and then having extra savings for the day that I need it.
Yeah.
If I ever need it.
Okay.
It's so hard, though.
Look at that financial literacy. I love to hear it, bro.
It's very
gonna lie.
Good.
Yeah.
That's my
very
dad.
Good.
That's not me. That's all my dad.
Yeah. I know. Trust me.
Well, hey, each one teach one for real, though.
Yeah.
It's education.
Yep.
We
it
got to continue it for real.
Well, and we don't teach our kids. You know what I mean?
Nope.
I remember when my dad made me go get a checking account in like sixth grade. And I was like, what the heck? And he was, or a savings account. Sorry, not a checking account. A savings account so that I could understand like managing my money and putting it in the bank.
Yep.
And it didn't help me at all. I blew it all in college. But you know what
I'm
saying.
But you know, we tried.
You know
we tried.
What I'm saying. So anyway,
I remember getting to join the gown with the fam.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Emily, we appreciate it.
Yeah.
No, this was great.
Thanks for calling, Emily.
Yeah,
love
you. Guys. Sorry to make you mad.
No, you know we just ribbon. Stop
joking.
It. Stop it.
I was joking.
Keep the wreath up. It's fine.
Kind of. But take the tree down.
I'm Columbia. We celebrating Christmas already. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Now it's time. I was at the store. I was at the mall this week, and I couldn't even be mad that there was Christmas stuff up. I couldn't.
Why
I couldn't,
would you?
I couldn't be.
I almost bought decorations.
Stop
okay, we're getting
it.
Anyway,
Goodbye.
Anyway. Emily, yeah. bye.
Goodbye.
We love you.
Last
you.
But not least, yeah. should we go to Allison? Because Allison's a talker like us, dude.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, we should, actually.
I mean, oh.
Yes, we should. I think
oh,
we should
Lord.
Just go to Vegas and blow it. Come on, guys. Come on.
Come on now. Allison, what you think? Just bet on black. Come on, dog.
Bruda.
Shouldn't we just go to Vegas and blow it?
No.
Oh, my
oh,
bad.
Oh, I'm irresponsible.
God, do we need to get a financial advisor?
I grew up in a... I do not have a financial advisor. I guess I would say maybe my husband.
Mm-hmm.
But I grew up in a household that taught me nothing. There was no finances taught.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was like, you need something, you put it on a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
And that, of course, leads you to a dangerous road.
Yep.
Right.
So I would say in my 30s, if I was him, by the time, if I had 30,000, what's so much important is you want to make your money make you money.
Yep. Yep.
So I agree with what the guy said. I can't remember his name. I'm sorry. I was
Mike.
I was talking
How
on
are you
going to
forget
Mike?
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez.
Anyway, Allison, I'm teasing.
You guys are family. What's wrong with you? Y'all are regulars.
I agree with him about the financial advisor. I also agree that property is a huge help to help you grow money.
Ooh, nobody said that. Maybe buy some.
Oh, like on Sister Wives, how Cody keeps buying artwork and they're all trying to get their money back, but he keeps putting it into art.
Art makes money.
He started buying assets, and this is a whole thing as they've all gotten divorced on the show. He was buying all these assets, and she was like, he's got money hidden in assets.
I'm not saying that's a great idea, but it gives you the thrill of gambling all at the same time, and then you're also investing your money. Hold on.
Yeah.
Buy art, buy property.
Hide it all.
And then bury the rest in the yard.
And hope to God there's no fire.
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Dumpster Fire Dating. We do have a special edition, but we're not going to talk about that right now because my son is on the phone. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Hi, Hudson.
Hello.
What up, big dog?
Hey. How are you?
I'm good.
Well, I wanted to pull you on the phone because you got to go trick-or-treating this weekend for the second time by your father, right?
Yeah.
And he came home, DZ, with a whole pillowcase of candy.
I heard.
And then he sat in his room and thought he was going to eat every single piece of candy.
Okay.
I was told.
We get it, Mom.
So I took the pillowcase, and then he said to me, he called me when I was at the grocery store and goes, you've officially taken the fun out of Halloween.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Hudson.
Okay. Mom.
Yeah.
Mom.
Yeah.
Relax.
Relax.
Why?
You said I took the fun out of Halloween.
I'm too much.
My boy. You downed a lot of candy. Appreciate the nerds, man. Thank you, dog. I took a little bit, man. I took the unk tax.
So Hudson, have you been looking?
You ain't heard about the unk tax?
He doesn't know yet.
Okay.
Have you been looking for the bag of candy that I hid?
Yeah.
I put it in, not
this morning. What?
Thank God. I put it in my work bag because I knew when I went to work this morning you were going to be looking for it. So it's here, and DZ took some nerds out of it. You're welcome.
Appreciate the unk tax, like I said.
Anyway, Hudson, I have there was a gallon bag full of candy. There's a quarter of a bag left, and he wonders why I took it away.
Okay, Mom, I think we got it.
You're not alone. Every kid and parent is fighting with in their car right now, over having the same argument. So Hudson said I took the fun out of Halloween, and that's all.
And I'm going to take the rest of the candy too, okay? Love you, my boy. Bye.
Forgive me. Love you.
Bye.
Later, man. Have a great day at school.
He said, Mom.
You really did.
He said, you're too much sometimes.
I mean.
He's not wrong.
I was going to say, is he wrong or is he your kid?
He said, you're a lot.
He said, okay, Mom. Enough.
Pretty much. Okay.
He said, chill out.
There you go. So I had to get Hudson on the phone because I basically brought his candy to work so he could not eat it this morning.
Mm-hmm.
But you can have at it, DZ. He'll live.
Thank you.
Okay. We have got to go into Am I the Jerk because one of our regulars is joining us today. She is in big trouble with her husband, allegedly, and she wants to know if she's the jerk. And right after that, tickets to see Jeff Dunham, and then what happened on my date for Dumpster Fire Dating.
Monday edition. Let's get it.
Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Sometimes people send us emails to amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. Sometimes they slide into our DMs on social media. And sometimes they just reach out directly because they're a regular on the show and they have their own problems.
Yeah, and they don't mind saying it with their chest, song included.
Enter Ariana and West Dallas. And by the way, this involves me. I got her in trouble.
Magically.
Yeah, me. And I just met her husband, who's Honduran. Is that right? From Honduras?
Yeah,
Hondureño.
He was adorable.
Buenos dias. We met him at the bike yard.
I know. You just got married. Congratulations, Ariana. And we got to meet him, but he's mad at us, DZ.
Why should you say? Us.
Fine. He's mad at me.
Okay, you.
Okay, so.
He's mad at y'all.
Maybe a little bit.
The us being you,
Ariana,
and Ariana.
He's wrong, even though he's mad at us. She wants to know if she's the jerk for going to Magic Men with me on Dear Widows weekend. So November, 22nd, we're all going to be at Pottawatomie with the Magic Men. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be hysterical. We're going to have a great time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so Ariana won tickets on this show.
I remember. I was here.
And now there's a problem. So what's the problem,
Ariana?
So he's a little
upset because obviously I'm going to go see some men, right?
Yes,
I'm doing something.
Yes. That... It's a male review. It's a dance. It's a dance. It's like a dance act. Okay?
Yes. Yes, it is.
It's like they have dance moves.
It's guys doing a choreographed routine with different types of costumes on, and then no, it's not
in
Halloween.
In a theater at Pottawatomie. We're fine. Yeah. Go on.
Yes. That's what I said. Yeah. He's a little upset because he's never been to anything like that either.
To
like no strip club or nor I. So this would be my first time.
Wait, this is not a strip club. Let's stop right there. And let me correct because I have, okay?
True, very true, very true. There's a difference. This
so
is more like
clarify.
A like a Chippendales, if you will.
This is not that. There is not nudity. They don't even allow that when you go to male reviews. Now there may be a banana hammock or two, but there is no nudity. You might see a cheek here or there, but he's gonna have a thong on if you see a cheek. Okay,
you might see a little peach.
But there will be no nudity. Okay, so
what I told him. I confirmed him. I was like,
it's
but
a male review.
But the thing is.
He's
neither of you guys has
let me go.
Neither of y'all has ever been to anything like that, whether
so
it be a
know.
Dance show, whether it be a review or a club.
There
neither.
Is a big difference. When you go to, say, a actual club where they're allowed to do whatever, it's a lot different.
It
things
is.
Happen in back rooms that probably shouldn't sometimes.
Which
things
weird.
Happen all the time.
That there shouldn't
is,
sometimes.
There is nudity. There is a lot of touching. This is totally different.
Yes.
Okay, this is should not be shameful. Well, none of it should
well,
be,
none
honestly.
Of it should
whatever
be shameful.
You want to do with your body should be you.
Exactly.
But I'm saying, like, I understand your husband's a little jealous, Ariana, but I don't think you're a jerk for going to the Magic Men review with me at Pottawatomie.
Thank
What's
you.
The problem? And this
we're
isn't even
take
an
care
ad.
Of each other, Allie. We're going to take care of each other.
We're going to have a great time. We're going to laugh. It's like, there's a guy with big muscles. I mean, that's what women do with these things.
Yeah, y'all laugh at guys with big muscles for
well,
sure.
If anybody needs to touch
sure.
them, I'll handle it. Okay.
Allie said, I volunteer as tribute, as whatever you need me to be, Zaddy, okay?
I'm saying it's no different. You know, haven't you ever seen Chris Brown on stage pulling women up?
Correct.
And maybe he's a bad example,
well,
but it's the same kind of nonsense.
But imagine like a meet and greet with, you
Usher.
Know, Usher, right? He'd be feeding girls cherries nonstop. I'm sorry, but if we were at an Usher show, let's just be real. Mm-hmm. If we were at an Usher show, my wife would be enjoying herself talking about my boo. Right? And then he walking through the aisles giving girls cherries. Bruh, if you don't hand me that cherry, I will feed it to my wife. Thank you.
Wait, does your husband just want to come and hang out at Pottawatomie and look controlling while we're at the show? Because he could.
Is he fearing of missing out?
Okay.
Does he want to see some dudes too?
No, I want to enjoy myself.
He's not invited.
She said, I don't want him
I'm
there,
invited.
Allie.
No está invitado. He's not invited.
Wait, I didn't tell you the best part, Ariana.
What?
I got a suite in the hotel at Pottawatomie that night.
You're not helping.
I got us a
We're
sweet
lady. We're not going to tell him that, though.
Oh, great. Now I'm incriminated out here with y'all because I know, and he speaks Spanish, so he's going to look at me like, where's my wife? ¿Dónde está mi esposa?
Sometimes.
But you gonna be dry snitching, bro. You gonna be lying. Now I'm gonna be over here like, man, I don't know, man. Ariana didn't come home. That's crazy.
So,
call
Ariana.
Don't call me.
Ariana,
I'm coming home.
I know, we're joking.
Somebody already texted in. We have all these texts. People are cracking up right now. They said, oh, please. There's no reason to be bent about her going to the show. You can see worse things on MTV.
That part.
Somebody else said, it's Taylor from Milwaukee. I think she should take her husband to a club before she goes, just so it's fair. Okay.
Why not go to a club together as an experience?
You could go as a couple. I've done that.
Because I do here. One thing is, if you guys have been to places, have gone out, if he's been to a club, whatever, but if you guys have neither been and normally don't, I get why he might be uncomfortable by that. I get it.
But
he is very reserved. He is very, like, I'm the opposite. I'm, like, the more upbeat person,
You're
like, more
outgoing.
Talkative.
Yeah.
And he's super reserved. He's, like, a homebody. He doesn't, like, drink or, like, things like that.
Nothing
you know?
Like
so
that.
This is not in his wheelhouse. So you can, I understand, Ariana. You came home and you went, you know what? DZ and Allie, they're my people. And Allie gave me tickets to Magic Men today on the show. Oh,
that's so
gee.
Fun.
And then he went, huh?
What's Magic Men? And then you explained it, and he went, what?
They're magic.
Uh-huh.
And the good news is they're gone tomorrow. See, the show's over. Okay, so somebody texted in, not the jerk. It's a performance. No
True.
Harm there. It's not like she's leaving him.
This is a job. She's not out there hunting for dudes.
True.
That part.
True.
Right? Technically, a lot of these guys are probably either married themselves
or gay.
Or not in. happened.
Wait, I'm not supposed to say that out loud.
Hey, I'm just saying everybody's preference is their own. I'm just saying they're either already wifed up or they're the wife. You know what I'm saying? Like, it depends on what they prefer.
Listen,
and that's okay.
Ariana, I knew a guy who danced for the Chippendales and toured with them, and he was not into women.
See?
That'll put your...
Hey, but the women's was into him, though.
Sucker.
All right. Let me stop clowning, bro, because we're not helping at all.
No, we're not.
I just know her husband's in the back like, I hate both of y'all.
I cannot wait until November 22nd. We're going to Magic Man. But the question is, are you the jerk for going to Magic Man because your husband's uncomfortable with it, basically?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. We got there. It took a lot, but
We got there. A lot of joking.
All right, 414-533-1037. For the record, I say not the jerk, obviously.
Fine. For the record, I say jerk.
You would.
Obviously.
You would. See, he's just trying to team up with your husband.
I know.
I already told him me and him are going to hang out that day.
That's fine. Bye.
Take him out.
Bye.
Take him out. Wait, well, like the kind of like take him out or like take him out?
Okay, we'll talk to you next.
No, sorry.
Stop it. Knock it off, both of you. We'll talk to you guys next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
I think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Ariana in West Dallas wants to know if she's the jerk for going to Magic Men at Pottawatomie with me on the 22nd for Dear Widows Weekend. Whoever texted in, if this was two dudes going to something like this, it's immediate jerk for Allie. Let's just be honest. And then they put that part in all caps like they laid it like... Oh, you told me.
They responded to themselves.
I'm like, dude, first of all, I've been to all kinds of shows, male reviews and regular clubs where it's not a male review.
Yeah, y'all got it wrong on this one.
I've been to many female clubs many a times. Mm-hmm. I am not shy to the industry, okay?
That part.
None of this freaks me out. None of this scares me whatsoever.
Nor are you weirded out by somebody going to this if you had a partner that would, you know, be going out with the boys.
I had boyfriends go to clubs and I dealt with it.
Speak
okay? And they're allowed to because I trust them. And if I don't, that's a problem.
That's a problem. There you go.
So anyway.
Anywho's.
Let's go to the lines. Let's start with Eden in Milwaukee this morning. Eden's on the phone. And Eden, we're talking about if Ariana's a jerk for going to Magic Men with me. What do you think? Her husband's upset about it.
Yeah, I would say she's a jerk.
She is the jerk.
She is. Go
okay,
on.
Okay, go on, girl.
Why?
Well, if her husband is expressing that he, you know, isn't comfortable with it, then I feel like it's more so just a respect thing. Like again, as how the text said, like, obviously, like, I feel like it's okay if, like, you're single or if you're other... if your partner does something else that's like that and you guys are comfortable with it, but
right.
if he's expressing, you know, that he's not comfortable with it, then right. I feel like it really is something that you should maybe
need
respect
to acknowledge.
Like, yeah, because like if the roles were reversed and if he went to something like this, it's like, you know, how would she feel? Or
well,
like,
and okay. everybody keeps texting that in, and we keep saying it's not a parallel. As someone who's been to male reviews and someone who's been to strip clubs, they're not the same. They're not even close. One's way dirtier than the other. One's way nastier than the other. And male reviews are not.
Here's the thing. We don't know if Ariana would feel some type of way if her husband would go to stuff
like that.
We know he's the more reserved one. She's the partier, if you will. She said that herself.
The good news is, you didn't know this, but she's still on the phone. Hey, Ariana.
Hey, Ariana.
Hello.
Eden said you're a jerk.
Eden called you a jerk, right?
I know, kind of hurt.
Respect your husbands.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think?
Eden going to tell us.
Not to be awkward, but what do you think about that, Ariana?
Personally, like I said.
Ariana. You're there.
Yes.
Why are you not saying anything?
Come on, girl. Hello?
She's there.
I'm here.
She's literally got us muted or something.
Right, what's going on?
No.
All right, put her on hold if
Come
she's
on.
Not going to talk.
Come on.
Jeez. All right, Eden said, yep, jerk.
Yep, jerk.
Okay, thanks for calling, Eden. Bye.
Appreciate you. Bye.
All right, let's go to Amanda in Waukesha. I don't know where Ariana went.
Man, we'll try. You want to try it again?
Yeah.
Ariana?
Hello?
Ariana?
Maybe try the other side.
Dang it. Yeah,
hit the other side. Hit the other side, the left side. Ariana. Oh, there
okay.
you are. DZ tried something new. It didn't work. He tried something new and it didn't work.
We're supposed to have two sides that should work, but it didn't work. Let's lock you in now on the right side that we know works.
You heard Eden say you were a jerk. What do you think?
I mean, I take that respectfully, right?
I wouldn't have.
Respectfully?
I wouldn't have. You gonna take that?
No,
she said,
not
take
really.
That respectfully.
Me over here stirring the pot. You gonna take that?
What? Ra, ra, ra.
But like I said, I think I'm more of an open person where I trust him, you know, and he trusts me. So I think it's just
Ariana,
it's new to him and it's new to us, you know.
I want
to
be honest.
A relationship. Yeah.
I'm telling you, this is the least scary thing of all the male this is the safe one for couples, I feel like. Trust me. Somebody said, DZ, would you be upset if your wife went to see Magic Men?
I couldn't care less.
I know, because you know it's just a funny dance show.
Have fun.
A couple women get danced on while all the other women yell. There's nobody in a private room like there are at strip clubs. It's not like
that. Go pinch you a butt cheek if you get the chance, girl. Do your thing.
It ain't like that. So all right, did we go where? Oh, Amanda in Waukesha, that's who we're going to.
Yes, yes.
She's got
yes.
her own theme song called 5 Days in a Row, just like you, Ariana.
Yay!
Let's see if she's going to call you a jerk, too.
I would never.
I would
never.
Not once, not never. Have your fun. I mean, you're going to see as much skin as you would at the beach.
Thank
or even
you.
At the gym.
Touche.
That part.
Or touche.
At the beach. Yes.
Stay at home and wait for me, honey. I'll be home later. We're all excited.
Oh, Lord.
I
got
to tell
mercy.
You, she's not wrong. I mean, usually we go to these things and they get us fired up. And then we're like, where's our dude?
Where's your dude?
You know?
Right.
When you go home.
That's what she said, Allie.
Ariana, I'm telling you, you are going to be like, huh? You're going to be.
He going to be some type of way being like, you ain't even think about me. You think about Joe Schmo from the show.
It's an aphrodisiac. Like, you show up, like, you're feeling sexy now. You're feeling, like, good about yourself.
Invigorated, if
you're
you will.
You're feeling invigorated, and you're like, hey.
Well, maybe set that into his mind. Be like, Zaddy, you go get a little shot and play. You go get some play time. You know what I'm saying? When I get home, as soon as I get home.
See?
Okay.
See?
Well, maybe y'all are
it's
onto something.
Part of it. Mm-hmm. And if it ever comes back to town, take him to see the Suicide Girls. It's a female burlesque show.
Oh, same thing.
And it is a ton of fun. I took my husband to it.
And that's what I would put as an equivalent. Like, you go to some of these burlesque shows or, like, Vegas, they have shows where women have their tops off, right? It's the same thing, dude. Yeah, yeah. Like, it's not. I don't see, only you see more at a women's one.
In this country, we have this odd attachment to, like, body and representation of it and the exposure of it that you don't see anywhere else in the world. So when you get some like overseas shows from any part of the world elsewhere, you go, oh my gosh, this is so exotic. No, this is just normal.
It's normal.
The body's
We're
just
the ones
normal.
Who We're... shame ourselves for our body and our sexual beings. But hey.
Yes, yes.
All right. Thanks for calling, Amanda. We got one more left. Have a great day.
Bye,
appreciate
guys.
You. Bye. So thank you.
Dude, Courtney and West Bend texted in, not the jerk. It's a performance just like going to Hamburger Mary's. Harmless.
Fair. And that's a great comparison, right? You wouldn't be mad at nobody going to Hamburger Mary's for a show. Great point. Great point.
Somebody said, not the jerk, and they're saying exactly what I said. The difference is most men go behind women's back to see the strippers. She's telling them, I'm going, dude.
Ooh.
Okay. Let's go to, you ready for this? Roger in Milwaukee. We got to get another dude on.
Roger.
She said, Roger.
Roger.
Hold me down, Roger.
Yo, good morning, Allie, Deezy, Milwaukee, stand up, it's your boy, the R-O-G-E-R, if you don't know now, you know, let's go.
Woo! Woo!
Hey.
Yo, I'm just going to throw it out there, not the jerk, I met Ariana at the bike,
At the bike drive. Y'all did me, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I met her husband.
Yeah.
You met hubby too?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, Papa, it's harmless, man. When she get home, you gonna like it, though.
Yeah.
Roger's been married 100 years. He knows.
I've been married a long time. Me and the wifey, we done did all that. We've been to the bad, you know, but... Yeah. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with it. You just learning new tricks. That's all.
Yeah,
I mean, with the bad, not with the one you going to.
Roger, you're right. You should have go through all these things as a couple and have these experiences.
Yes.
And you know it's harmless. Yes. What she's the Magic Men review is going to be harmless.
And can we say we understand that? Is we understand that this is something completely new in your guys' relationship that neither one of you guys has experience with. So yeah, it might be a little hard to navigate and uncomfortable for one side or the other. And it's going to be like that, and it's not the first, and it's definitely not the last time you guys are going to come in front of something like that.
Exactly. But Ariana, I feel Ariana's going to take care of it. She's going to take care of it. He's going to be all right.
And she's going to take care of him, too.
He might be a little rough on it, but she's going to take care of it.
Totally.
Take care of Papa. Mm.
Take care of Papa.
Well, see, listen, go tell your husband, two married men who've been married a long time are saying, chill out, you're going to be fine. You're going to be fine.
I told him at the bike drive, too. Y'all know, I was like, Poppy, it ain't nothing, man. It's not serious. It's cool. And I could tell he got a little uncomfortable. So I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm not going to bombard you, man.
He didn't even want to talk about it. He was so uncomfortable.
He didn't even realize I spoke Spanish. You said, oh, you really? Yeah. Oh,
it's like, listen, I'll take plenty of videos, and he'll see how harmless it is, okay?
Yeah. You can take videos?
I'm going to.
No, Ariana, you good, dog.
Ariana.
You good, Ariana.
Yeah, look, you're going home to your man, okay? Yep. That's all that matters. I'll see you at Magic Men on the 22nd. Not an ad, but
yes,
it should be.
Roger, we appreciate you, fam. You too, dog.
Roger, love
y'all both. Have fun, Ariana. I've been married 31 years. Hey, let's go.
Listen to that.
Thank you.
31
said
years.
If you need a plus one to make your husband, comfortable, I'll go, Roger says. I'll go.
For sure.
Get out of here, Roger.
To be honest with you, that's my birthday weekend. My wife was going to go. She was going to go.
I hope your wife comes.
She can't. We're going to be in Chicago.
Oh, never mind.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Never mind,
bye, Roger.
Love,
man. Peace.
Hey, you already know how I pull up.
Oh, you pull up strong every
He's
time, man.
He's going to drive back from Chicago for 5 minutes and go back to Chicago.
Yep.
Roger would do that.
He said, you know how I'm coming. Bye, Roger.
Roger. Love you. Bye.
Love you guys.
Peace, man.
All right. Ariana, love you too. I'll talk to you later,
love you
girlfriend.
Guys too. Bye.
See you at Magic
Man. And obviously, we'll have an update when it all comes around. I'll tell you how it went in a couple of weeks when we go to the show, because we're all going to be there together and it's going to be a lot of fun. So I will update you guys, and Ariana can update you as well how her husband felt after the fact.
I want her husband to update us how he felt after the fact.
He can update us.
I'll translate.
Fine with me. I'll try to translate a little, and I'll make things up as we go, but so what?
And I'll correct it.
We good. Okay, we have to give away tickets. It's a new week, which means we have a new set of tickets, and then Dumpster Fire Dating. Yes, it's back. Yes, I'm going to tell you everything about the date with Orphan Boy. If you missed it on Friday, he actually called
called into the show.
He pulled up.
I couldn't believe it. First time ever a guy has called into the show.
I was shooketh.
I was too. And my sister said she listened back to the podcast because she's on a cruise. She said she was dying when you said you were going to go play Spin the Bottle with your wife. And when you hung up on him, oh my God, I listened back. I was dying. You were
had
like,
to let him go.
You were like, I hung up on him. Allie. I lost it, DZ. That was the funniest segment ever. So dumpster fire dating was wild on Friday. I'll have the update today for the date.
Coming up soon.
Let's give away tickets to see Dun Dun Dun.
Dun. Funny man. Yup.
Jeff Dunham. You know him. He's got all the puppets, the ventriloquist. That's what I call him. I don't know if that's the right name.
He's a ventriloquist.
Jeff Dunham going to be at the Miller High Life Theater on December 30th. So these are plans we're making during the holidays, you know, when some of you are off work or doing things with
Vacation,
the family.
New Year's Eve.
Two tickets to go see Jeff Dunham on December 30th at Miller High Life Theater. I'm going to take caller 30 today.
Okay. I thought I could be a ventriloquist at one point in my life. For real?
Why not? Why couldn't you?
Because it's so hard. Have you ever seen that? And then you get... No. I feel
creepy. Don't you just hold up a puppet and go, so I'm talking through my teeth like this and I can be really funny when I'm talking through my... No, it's not that easy.
The magic behind it. You don't even look right doing it. I know I don't look right doing it.
Who asked you anyway, DZ?
Nobody, actually. Nobody.
That was so funny. You don't even look right. All right. 414-533-1037. Caller 30. You're going to see Jeff Dunham at Miller High Life Theater on the 30th of December. By the way, I know Halloween's over. I'm not talking about it again, except that all of you looked great in your K-pop Demon Hunters costumes. Great job, everybody.
All 300,000 of y'all.
Kiss FM. So the date started out a little rough, but it might have picked up. That's all I'm going to say before dumpster fire dating. We have to give away these tickets.
For now.
Give us a minute. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Jane's on the phone in Franklin.
Jane Doe?
No, just Jane.
Oh, just plain Jane.
Franklin, what are you doing this morning on a Monday? Ugh.
I am taking my daughter to school right now.
Oh, how did the time change affect you guys? Good?
Y'all get hit or no?
Yeah, it did. They all didn't get it. Either they slept in or got up early. It was
They got messed up.
See, we left her speechless.
Thanks for bringing it up, actually. She goes, well, we had just gotten past that point in the morning. Thank you.
Well, we're going to make it better. We're going to make it better because you are caller 30. You're going to see Jeff Dunham.
Hey.
You've seen him. He has all the puppets. He's been around forever. Yes. He's almost iconic. Yeah.
The ventriloquist. When you think guys with puppets, ventriloquists, Jeff Dunham. I don't know another name in my brain. I really don't. I'm going to be real.
Well, he's going to be at the Miller High Life Theater on December 30th, so you'll have a fun little activity at the holidays, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
We appreciate you.
Have a great day, and somebody will be in touch, Jane, okay?
All right. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Bye, playing Jane.
She's like, play? You know why I know she's not playing? Because she spells her name with a Y. J-A-Y-N-E.
Oh, she's a cool Jane.
She's not playing Jane.
Oh, she's anything but playing.
I was like, okay, no.
She's not a Jane Doe. She's not a plain Jane. She's a Jane with a Y. Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Okay, can you play one song? And then you want to play Post Malone since he's coming to town for Summerfest? And then we will come back with Dumpster Fire Dating.
Need to reconvene.
We'll reconvene.
Do a lap.
Let me get some water.
Collect your thoughts.
Collect my thoughts, and I'll tell you everything from my date, including why I tried to hide the whole night and where I specifically picked bars to hide at.
You tried to hide?
I tried to hide.
You was being low. That's why you didn't text me back.
I'll tell you what he did, though, to make me mad in the beginning. Hold on.
These will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with Dumpster Fire Dating.
Didn't even think to ask him to come back on today, but he could.
We don't need him.
You're right. We don't. So, Dumpster... He already wrote me, be nice.
Nah, we don't need you.
He's listening.
Stay over there. You text in your reactions, sir.
He just texted me.
What's up?
Be nice and a wink. Okay.
Okay, OB. Already trying to control, I see.
Okay, orphan boy. You know I'm going to keep it real.
So you're controlling. Let me stop.
But can you control me?
No.
All right, so Friday, I talked about how I had reached out to Orphan Boy on Thursday night.
When we were driving back,
And I said, hey, I'm coming back from Illinois. And he went, cool, let's hang soon. And then I saw that as rejection.
Yeah.
So then I, in turn, was like, whatever, dude, I didn't respond. Well, then he got him on the phone to come to find out. He's like, Allie, I asked you to do something last week, and you blew me off.
I'm not trying to push it. I'm not that guy.
We did address the fact that he doesn't want a relationship,
correct,
which I say all the time as well, but if something hits me in the face, I'm in.
And he said the same thing. He said, I ain't looking, I ain't trying to make it weird, but exactly. We chilling. Exactly.
So I talked to him all Friday and Saturday after the show ended, just on text, and he did call me. He's a phone guy, man.
He's a talker.
He's like, call me. He called me. I don't know. We talked for a little
bit.
But I was busy. I was like, it's Saturday. I'm getting stuff done. I don't want to have this long conversation. I'll see you later.
I feel that.
He said, send me where you want to meet me. And he's like, how about a dive bar? I said, definitely, because it's Halloween weekend. Mm-hmm. People are going to be out partying. Bars are going to be busy.
Popping.
And I've been on dates in public, and they're crazy. Like, go to a bar, and if I say I'm on a date, and then I go out, no matter where we go, we're screwed.
Good luck.
Like, it's always women.
I couldn't imagine.
Women come up, and they're like, be nice to her, or we're going to kill you. Like, it's really funny. You know?
I'm exaggerating, but people
get the picture.
People will come up. I can only imagine you being single out in the wild and people knowing you're, you know, a dude's trying to court you. We were trick-or-treating and people were like, DZ, what up?
Yeah. Hey, blah, blah, blah. Well, he even said, your listeners are so protective. I go, yeah, because we have a relationship. I go, they're my people.
Yep.
Those are my connections. I was like, I don't know you compared to how I know the listeners. They have my back. They know that I've been through crazy stuff. He didn't remember any of the story from my divorce. He didn't remember that I had gotten divorced when I was pregnant. I was like, you don't know the amount of trauma, dude.
The listeners do.
And he was like, same. And listeners, I was like, No, I don't know.
No, listeners know our
lives.
They know our lives,
yes. So they are very protective after everything I've been through, and that's fine. So anyway, I pick a dive bar right in Stalas, shall remain nameless. You know I'm not giving you my spots.
You know I was about to ask the name.
I'm not giving you my spots. I picked a real good dive in Stalas.
Some people might be able to figure it
out. And he texts me as soon as he gets there and he goes, hey, just got here. Let's have one drink here and then I have a plan. You're gonna have to just go with it. And I thought, he listened.
Spontaneous.
He listened to DZ. He's gonna do something.
He's gonna do something.
He's got a plan.
He's got a plan. What do you do?
Dude,
what do you say? Why are you looking at me like that?
I get there, and my drink is sitting there. And I said, thank you for the drink. It was so nice. We're at this dive bar. And then he says, so here's my plan. And I'm thinking he's going to be like, oh, you like to do this, or you like to do that, or maybe we could go do this together.
Go bowling, axe throwing.
I swear to God, DZ, he looked at me, he goes, do you want to go hang out with my friend? He's really funny. You'll think he's great. And I was like, what? He's like, come on.
This guy
I work with, he's like 53. He's hysterical. And I was like, you want me to go hang out with your old soul friend?
Your old soul friend.
That's what you want me to do
now.
He wanted me to go to some guy's house that I never met in my life. And I was like, you're out of your mind. You're out of your mind.
Well, hold on.
And he was like, I was like, so that was your big plan? To go hang out with your friend? Did you hear anything we said on Friday?
Positivity DZ over here.
Thank you.
This was not a date. This was just a hangout.
Fair. I didn't even shave my legs. That's how much of a date it was not.
See, exactly.
I'm keeping it real, ladies. I did not even shave my legs.
You were basically set up ready to go hang out with a 53-year-old homie.
No.
You were ready for that. You didn't shave your legs.
I was trying to build a connection with OB. I was trying to build that emotional depth we have to get into, and we almost got there at the end of the night. We almost got there. We went to one bar. We went to another. We went to Mary's Caddy Shack, which people know because it was posted.
Yeah.
Me kissing Jason Momoa in the bathroom. Another story for another day. But it's on social media. So then we were hanging out at this other dive bar in West Dallas. And then basically I drove him back because he wanted to drive. And I was like, let me drive. I already took control.
You already took control.
He's like, why are we driving? Why are you driving?
We're drivers.
I know where I'm going and you don't.
Yeah.
So let me, I know my West Dallas
bars. Oh, you
drove
him around.
I
thought you meant he followed you.
No, I said, get in my car. Let's go.
Get in my car. I'm driving.
And then we went to the other bar. Whatever. So the end of the night, I drive him back to his car, right? We've only been out for a few hours. A
couple hours talking.
You know, and it's not, and so did we kiss?
Talk to me. Y'all mixing and matching?
We did not kiss.
Oh.
But we got really, he almost had me in tears at the very end. He asked me finally, he's like, well, so like, what's your issue? Like, what's your trauma? What's your trauma? And I go, honestly, and this is where I started to open up, get vulnerable a little.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, honestly, I'm just tired of grieving people that are alive. And he goes, what do you mean?
And I go, I'm tired of falling in love with people and then them leaving or disappointing me. So it's like, it's from my marriage to everybody I date. I was like, I'm tired of having to grieve people that are, I have to see and that are alive. Do you know how painful that is?
Yeah.
I go, it's hard enough when they die. They're alive looking at me, man.
I'm seeing them, bro.
They're alive. And so now I'm starting to cry, right? Now I'm starting to get emotional.
You letting it go a little bit.
I'm starting to let it go.
Yeah.
And then the night ended. That was it. So I thought, we were so close, man. We were so close to me opening up and getting deeper.
I think.
And then he said, okay, time to end. He goes, are we done? I go, we're done.
You don't think you left it at a good place as far as like somewhere to continue later? Because you don't want to go too deep in. You don't want to sit there and dive off the high board and hit the 12 feet depth and go, oh my gosh. And you might sink in that moment. I think you started. This isn't the first time y'all have interacted.
Sheesh.
This is clearly somebody you're comfortable enough with to open up pretty quickly, I would consider.
I'm comfortable with him and we've hung out a few times.
Yeah.
He says,
that's what I'm saying.
He's texting. He says, I would have kept talking, but you kicked me out of the car. Well, maybe I was the one who put the wall up and after I got too vulnerable.
I was just about to say, it sounds like you realized that you was divulging and maybe
and I was like, get out.
Expressing too much and went, this was good. We're done now. Thank you.
My kids need me. Goodbye.
Yeah, yeah. Right. I mean, and I think that's okay. And I think he received that. Hence why he was like, all right, bet. Because Eddie wanted to press. Man, you're not going to stop somebody from asking or saying, hold on. Free will is a crazy thing because you go, hold on. No, tell me more. Mm-hmm. He could have pressed, but he didn't. He said, all right, you're done talking about it. We're done talking about it.
Get out.
Say less. Say less.
He did say at one point, okay, tell me more. What do you mean? Because he's like, I feel that grieving people that are alive. I'm like, that's heartbreak, dude. That's what you do. You have to pretend like they're dead.
Right.
It sucks because they're not dead. They're looking right at you and they're not that. What are you going to do with that?
Yeah.
That's the most frustrating feeling in the world.
I get that.
It sucks.
Yeah.
So
I mean, outside of, you know, romantic relationships, too, it's any relationship.
Sure.
Friendly.
You know what? Yeah. I've had friendships where I've had to grieve friends as well, where we stopped being friends and, you know, that was super painful. And
you
whatever.
See them out and about and you're like, man, we're not even cool like that. You know, all those old memories hit. You go, wow, we used to be like this. We used to be thick as thieves or whatever the saying is. And now I don't even know you from the next leaf, Poppy.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, no, it sucks.
And you had some really great times with these people. Some really intimate, private, you know, close times.
Mm-hmm.
And then now it's like they're dead, but they're not.
But they're
not.
It
sucks.
They're not.
And that's why I'm single, everybody. Have a nice day. Just like I did to OB, get out of my car.
Thank you for coming to our TED Talk.
We're done. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Happy November. We made it past Halloween. We made it through the time change. We got this.
Flying.
We got this.
Dog, 10 days until we've got a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old officially.
Oh my gosh, it's almost your son's birthday.
Our youngest, Danny. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yes.
Well, we're excited for the holidays. That's a lie. I'm not ready yet. It's still warm out.
I'm
but
actually
I'm
excited.
Like it.
Yeah, I like Christmas.
I mean, well, of course, but you know, I didn't grow up celebrating Christmas.
Difference.
I
the
didn't
difference.
Hanukkah my whole life, so I don't have that emotional connection. But I do have an emotional connection to Thanksgiving. I do love Thanksgiving.
Before we talk about Thanksgiving,
yeah.
Would it be crazy if we celebrated Hanukkah? Like,
no.
out of respect?
No.
Like, could we partake? Could we get a menorah? Because I've had dreidels in my life.
You can do whatever you want.
I mean, know the
it's
song.
Great exposure to teach your children about other cultures and religions and a lot of people just, they're Christian and they think that's all that there
and
is.
It.
And that's just not the case.
And that's not the case. That's not the case.
There's a lot of religions out there.
Yeah.
And that's why we separate church and state and have freedom of religion because mine is not like yours and it's none of my business. It's none of yours, man.
Yeah.
So,
and I'm definitely like an omni-believer, being somebody that believes that, you know, a lot of things derive from the same and we just don't acknowledge it as such.
Well, I remember as a kid looking at my dad and going, Dad, why is everything closed on Christmas but not on Hanukkah? You know, like as a kid.
Yeah.
He's like, because we live in a Christian society and they base everything around Christianity. I'm like, thank you, Father.
Got it.
True. You know, that's why we have Easter off. That's I don't celebrate Easter. You know what I mean? Anyway.
Anywho.
That I was Jewish. I had a bat mitzvah, all that growing up. As, you know, as an adult, I'm not very religious, but it is nostalgia when I think about my childhood and the things we did when it came to religion, you know?
Yeah, and I was just wondering if it would be offensive if we would be like, you know, just like for the homies, because I remember at one point in fourth grade, I had a teacher, Miss Siegel, who was Jewish, and she shared a lot of her, you know, Jewish heritage and some of the culture that she had with the dreidel and with the menorah and the things she ate.
Even though being Jewish as a religion, there's a lot of cultural things
behind
that go with it
yes.
as far as foods, traditions, you know, and that's why people get it confused with being a race.
Correct.
It's not a race, it's a religion.
Correct.
But we have a lot of traditions that are centered around family. But nostalgia nonetheless, and you said you had nostalgia the other day.
day, dude.
Josh, speaking of nostalgia,
yeah.
Yo.
What happened?
I'm talking about, I was standing there and I had a moment of, this is not 2025. No way, no how. We are back in the 90s. No question. We
Where
hit a time
were
machine.
You?
So we had just done a trunk or treat. I think it was on Friday last weekend or whatever. Kay. Old folks home, trunk or treat.
Oh, you just went to like a random one in the community. Got it.
Some friends hit us up and we're like, hey, we're bringing the kids. You guys want to pop up? So we're like, sure, why not? Sure. Afterwards, though, we're like, dude, we're starving. The move was about to be Culver's. Pulled up, packed.
Culver's is always packed.
Packed
just
for
like
dinner.
Chick-fil-A. Always, but you know it's moving.
But you know,
it's moving.
But we were hungry now.
We were like, I don't have time. I want a shorter line.
I'm sorry. We needed a shorter line. The boys were on borrowed time and so were we.
You basically wanted them to throw the food at you as you drove up. Yeah.
Thank you.
Exactly.
So we flipped a Huey and hit it back down Layton. You know, we live in Bayview.
Mm-hmm.
We hit it back down Layton going eastbound and stopped at Hardee's.
The one by the airport.
The one by the airport,
dude,
with the play place.
Before I lost 150 pounds, I used to go there and get their cinnamon and raisin biscuits. Mm. Oh my God. You want to talk about nostalgia from my childhood?
That's nostalgia.
Hardee's. I worked at Hardee's in high school, by
you
the way.
You did not.
I did for like 6 months. Long story. But anyway, I sure did.
Here's where the nostalgia.
I ate my weight in biscuits and fried chicken. Yes, I did. You're darn
for
right.
The freezy.
I sure did.
Dog, here's where the nostalgia hit, G. Because you know they got that play place. Obviously, it's great. Normally, we go there, dead, empty, nobody.
Yeah.
That day we went there, tell me why there was four other families, and it was a
because they all tried to go to
house.
Culver's, and it was busy, so they all doubled back and went to Hardee's like
Bruh.
You.
But, you know.
But there's a play place there. You can't find those much anymore, so that's another reason people probably go there.
It was so nostalgic that I started conversing with strangers. Me and the other dad started chopping it up about the kids. At one point, I went looking for my kids. All of the kids, all seven kids, R2 included, were in one little pod having a powwow, all best friends. And I went, this is not 2025.
Yeah.
Kids don't do this nowadays. None of these kids were on tech. None of these kids were crying. All of these kids were having a great time, bestest of friends. We all walked out and we're like, oh my God, we'll see y'all later. Mm-hmm. We'll never see y'all again probably. But the nostalgia that hit in that moment made me feel crazy good. It was refreshing,
though. Hardee's does feel like, even in Delafield, is the one still in Delafield? I used to pull up to that one, too, and be like, man, Delafield's living in the 90s, and I'm here for it. You don't see Hardee's like that.
You don't get nostalgia like that. And maybe it was Hardee's alone.
I'm telling you, the cinnamon and raisin biscuits give me nostalgia. Yeah. Like, alone. Like, Hardee's was it, man, when I was a kid. We used to go there all the time.
I'm saying.
And you know what else was it? Burger King. While I'm on one.
You talking about food, then? I was talking about nostalgia.
While I'm on in Kmart.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got on a roll there, and I just had to go off about all the places that give me nostalgia. Dang.
When I say that was the new nostalgia, and I went, this is a core memory, bro. I'm going to remember this for the rest of our lives, yo. Well, nostalgia don't hit like that no more.
When was the last time you guys felt like nostalgic like DZ when he went to Hardee's? You know, I'm trying to think. I got to say, even though I didn't grow up here, going to Pizza Ranch did something to me, man.
Did it?
Because it was the same as going to like a Chuck E. Cheese. They're similar where they have game rooms and buffets.
Yep.
And so going there just reminded me of all the times. It just reminds me of being a kid and wanting to get prizes that are garbage based on the tickets I played on the overpriced games. Like, it's fantastic.
And for some people, it might be.
The subpar pizza? Like, I'm in,
great.
Dude.
I love it.
I love it.
Chuck E. Cheese, another prime example. That's going to be heavy nostalgia when we go. Trick or treating, it might be the nostalgia for some people, but that happens every year. You don't go to a play place and get surrounded by kids and families like that anymore.
Well, they're bringing back nostalgia for everything. This is why people just want familiar now. So that's why you're seeing all these things come back that have the trends that have circled back around. People doing songs with samples of songs we already know.
The
90s
are back. Bring back the play place.
Oh, I know they're back because I'm wearing the same jeans I wore in high school up to my belly button. Thank you very much.
Right? Them high
Unbelievable,
rises.
Unbelievable, you guys.
Them wide legs.
Fine.
Them bell bottoms.
So annoying. Hate those stupid bell bottoms.
I love nostalgia.
Hate the boot cut. That's the next nostalgia. You're forcing me to wear these stupid bootcut jeans.
That might be somebody's nostalgia. I bought jeans that I used to wear back in the Dizzy. Brand new last week.
Mm-hmm.
That's nostalgic
same
for
girl.
Somebody. That's
same.
That's new nostalgia. You're wearing the same jeans you wore back in high school, G.
Somebody said, oh my gosh, Kmart nostalgia. I was in Australia for my honeymoon last month and we had to buy emergency outfits. Shorts were not good in the mountains. We spent only $46 on two pairs of pants it's a button-down sweater and a long-sleeve tee. What, you found a Kmart
Shout
there?
Out Kmart. I'm pretty sure Kmart's is still open
Dang,
in Australia.
That was Muriel in Milwaukee. Oh, they were on their honeymoon. That's really funny. All right, we're going to talk to you guys next. 414-533-1037.
The last time you got nostalgia, there DZ was in the Hardee's on in St. Francis, which, by the way, somebody texted in and said, I live in St. Francis. I'm 38. I've never been to that Hardee's.
You got
to
go. You better get in that play place and go down that slide. The big one, not the little one.
I said I used to go all the time because I love the cinnamon and raisin biscuits before I lost weight. Oh, they're so good. All right. Can we go to Danielle in Butler? Let's just start with her this morning. She's got her own theme song.
The homie.
The last time you really felt nostalgia.
If I was you, I'd want to be me.
Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Danielle.
Good morning. Good morning.
By the way, somebody texted in and said, Allie, the Hardee's in Delafield is gone. Boo! Dang. But you got an Olive Garden now because you are behind the times.
Yeah, trade-off.
Nothing
you know?
Like a brand new Olive Garden built in 2023 or
Talk
something like
nostalgia.
That.
Talk about nostalgia.
I mean, hello.
New nostalgia unlocked. Danielle, what's yours?
Girl.
Dairy Queen. Nothing hits like the smell of a Dairy Queen.
No, that is so good. That is so good.
And why do they all smell the same, though?
Nostalgia with the Dairy Queen.
They all smell the same. And I went to Dairy Queen yesterday, and I was like, it doesn't smell the same like when it used to.
Which one were you at? Because there's only some.
The one in West Bend.
Of course.
West Bend is weird like that,
you know? I was at the one. Which one did I go to? I just went to the one when I was out there with my friend Callie, and that one's inside of a Pick and Save. But there's one on, and actually it isn't weird at all.
Is it clutch? Kind
of
like the
awesome.
Subways inside of like Walmart.
It was
something?
Awesome. Ooh. And they still had the ice cream cakes and all that, which is really nostalgic.
That's the point right there. A little
you know
ice cream
saying?
Cake from DQ.
Yes. But there is a full Dairy Queen on Greenfield Avenue and Highway 100 still that people forget about, right next to Fazoli's, where you can go up and you can have a drive through. They have
That's the one that I grew up next to, and that's the one that has that like authentic Dairy Queen smell.
Yes, that's the one. And you can walk up. Yep.
The authentic Dairy Queen smell. We all know it smells like slightly melted, very sweet ice cream, and somehow
little
a hot
chocolatey.
Dog. Little chocolatey. Yes,
Danielle,
exactly.
Yep. That Dairy Queen is still up and running at Highway 100 in Greenfield in West Dallas. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I need
that's
to go
nostalgia.
There just for the smell of it.
I just need to get a sniff. That's all.
You are so funny.
I don't need
dude.
No ice cream, just a sniff.
You're funny. All right. Dairy Queen is a very good pull from our childhood because
when you said Burger King, it made me think of Dairy Queen. Mm-hmm. Like, Burger King, too. Like, there's nothing... Mm-hmm. Burger King tastes completely different now than what it did in the 90s.
Mm-hmm. You're not wrong. You're not wrong. But like Allie said, we getting back to them nostalgias. Fingers crossed, y'all.
I was at the Grill and Chill in Oak Creek. That's where I was, off of Howell. I knew I was at the Pick and Save where one was. All right, thanks for calling, Danielle.
You're welcome. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Have a happy Monday.
Love you back. Peace.
All right, we got to go to Amanda in Racine. We're talking about the last time you really felt nostalgia because DZ felt it at Hardee's and then Danielle felt it at Dairy Queen.
I was flooded.
Pizza Ranch gave me a little bit, even though I didn't even grow up near one.
Allie, you know I'm not the one to just walk up to any stranger and talk. I was out here talking to everybody like, hey, 90s parents.
You were an old guy at McDonald's all of a sudden, weren't
you? For real, bro.
Weren't you? Uh-huh. Amanda. Yikes.
Too nostalgic. What you thinking about? It's Monday.
By the way, Shannon texted in and said, Allie, come on out to Watertown. Hardee's is here and still
yummy. No, there's one Racine. Come down by my house.
Well, now we're fighting. There's one way close. Allie, come to the one by me off Layton. Allie, come to the one by me off Layton.
You know what? I'll go to all
the
Dairy Queens.
Mine, so you'll get in and out quick. So
say less.
Get out of here,
I'll go to all the Hardee's and Dairy Queens, and I'll even go to a Kmart if it still exists. I'll find one.
They don't.
Aw, damn.
Not in the U.S.
Whoever texted in, I hear Chi-Chi's is coming back. You're hitting it with the nostalgia right now.
The salsa? Look at that. That never left.
All right, Amanda, what gives you nostalgia?
Well, DZ took my idea with the trick-or-treating.
Ooh.
Because over the weekend, we went to a rich neighborhood off the lake in Racine.
Ooh.
And that's what I did as a kid. We went in the rich neighborhood.
Oh,
and we
you?
Got a lot of candy
Everybody
over
did.
There.
You Everybody went to the,
big
went
candy
to the
house.
Rich neighborhood, and you were like, ooh, give us good candy.
Yep.
You guys, we screwed up. Carl and Indy texted in one of the best ones.
What do you say?
Six Flags.
Six Flags.
You
Nice.
Oh, yes.
That gives me six, even though I only got to go once or twice as a kid because it was just so expensive and it felt like it. It really wasn't. My parents were dramatic.
They made it seem expensive.
But they made it seem like that, dude. Oh, my gosh. Every time was like so exciting.
You know what? That might be the most local nostalgia you could hit
Six Flags, bro.
Six Flags.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or the mall.
Wow. Any mall.
Any mall.
Pick one.
Grand Avenue.
North Ridge, South Ridge, Grand Avenue.
Third Street Market.
Gurney Mills.
Remember Gurney Mills? They used to have the guy up that was like, I don't know, that train or something.
Is it Gurney Mills? I just drove past it. It's still there, isn't
Gurney
it?
Mills is still open,
I was gonna
bro.
Say.
No, Gurney Mills is still
open.
Yeah,
they're okay.
The train guy's gone, though. Yeah, in case you were wondering.
The train's definitely gone.
Bet 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Sizzlers, I'm gonna pass out. I'm traumatized, and for once, it's not from my love life. 103.7 Kiss FM.
Dog, chill out.
Milwaukee's number one hit music station. No, I'm traumatized. Never again. I tell you what, DZ, I think I come from a long line of people that know how to work a parking garage, but apparently I don't.
You come from a long line of parking garages?
I am so traumatized. People that know how to work parking garages. And what I mean by that is we go in, we know where we park, we get closest to the door, we remember where we park, and we have no issues getting back to our car.
Oh yeah, that's the opposite of me. I grew up in non-parking garages.
Oh my god. And I park in garages all the time when I go downtown.
Yeah.
When we were in Chicago last Thursday, we went up there. If you guys missed this, we went to spend a day with our radio stations in Chicago. We're all sister stations.
The Chicago cluster.
Continue. We had to do some work stuff that day. It was great.
Well, radio workshop.
Yeah, we were in Chicago. So when I got to Chicago on Wednesday night, because we had to be in Chicago by 9 a.m. Thursday, they said.
Early.
So DZ, you got up and drove. I was scared to hit traffic, so I went up the night before and stayed with one of my best friends.
You know, I know my way around enough, and I drive fast.
Yes, for sure. So when I got to Chicago, my friend Corey lives right downtown by the radio station. So she said, just park in the garage.
You were close.
Well, I went to park in her garage, and then I couldn't, I left and went to her house, and then the next morning when I left to drive over to the radio station, I couldn't find my car in the garage.
Why couldn't you find your car in the garage? You always remember where you park.
Up and down many levels, I'm doing the boop, 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 boop,
nothing.
I'm getting so upset. Now I'm late for our thing. Finally found my car. You ready for this? I go to pull out so I can drive 12 minutes to the radio
two
station.
Steps.
I have no ticket.
Oh, how are you going to get out?
I hit the button and I go, Mayday!
SOS!
I'm like screaming because now I'm going to be late. And I'm stuck in a garage with no ticket.
And you know they don't got no attendant there?
No, they answer it. They go, hello. I go, yeah, I need to get out now. And they go,
$100.
Right, I go, great, now.
$100?
I said, now, let me out. Like, I was we had to be there by 9.
I get you, but $100.
What was I going to do?
DZ, come scoop.
And then what? You still weren't going to find the ticket. I still don't know where the ticket is.
You still weren't getting out of the garage.
I still don't know where the ticket is. They go, $100. I go, sold. Let me out now.
Now.
And by the way, somebody's beep, beep behind me.
You. Yeah.
And I'm like,
tough.
I'll pay you anything to get out of this garage.
They're late for work.
I just went out. I'll deal with the debt later. I'll deal with it later, man.
Forget the $100.
So
matter.
I swipe $100. I leave. I go to another garage. I run to the radio station in Chicago, which is right downtown.
Right up the road.
And my boss is calling me. She's calling me, our boss. Allie, where are you at? I'm like, I don't know.
I'm walking in
I've
somewhere.
I've been to 5 million big cities. I love to travel, and all of a sudden, I'm lost.
I am
all
flustered.
All of a sudden, now I'm lost. So we had our whole day at the radio station, and then I go back to find my car. Couldn't find it. I'm like, you got to be kidding me, dude.
Why were you so turned around?
I don't know, but getting lost in the parking garages twice in Chicago was hell. Like, I'm so upset. So there I was. You got home probably an hour before me, because I spent an hour looking for my car.
Nah, I stopped at the outlets. So I definitely, we got home at the same time.
Forget you, dude. Forget you. So I just had to go off because I was traumatized. I mean, I thought I had it down, but losing your car in a garage is a nightmare.
Well, and I'm bad at this. See, you know how you said at the beginning of this, I come from a long line of people that know how to park in garages.
And thank you. And even, you know how you can find your car? Like now, if your car has Wi-Fi.
Or if your car got an app like our cars
do. I have an app, but it didn't matter because I'm in a garage. So all it's showing me is no service. Or just
you're
the
there.
Garage.
You're
the
there. You're
I'm here.
You don't know. Your car doesn't tell you what floor it's on.
No, it doesn't tell me what floor or what space. It just says you're in the building. And I'm like, that doesn't help.
Gee, I have zero help for you in this scenario because you come from a family that's good at parking garages.
Seriously.
I come from a family that gets turned around walking in their own home. Uh-huh. So I've got no idea on how to help because my mom gets lost leaving her own bedroom.
Yeah.
So when we
when
we park somewhere, we have to like take a picture. We got to park towards locations.
I do that too, but it didn't matter. I still got turned around because these garages, it's like they're underground.
Yeah.
They're not above ground.
No.
So you're going and you're going, well, am I on G2 or am I on G3? And does that go up or does that go down?
Yep.
And now I'm confused. Chicago, totally different game when it came to parking garages.
That's
in Milwaukee.
Why
it traumatized
better, bro.
Me.
I swear it is.
And Carl and Indy said, did you guys hang out with Sonic, who does nights on... Of course.
We did see the homie
we
Sonic.
Did.
You think that we wouldn't bring our bro to
Come
the bro
on.
Meet?
Sonic was with us,
Come
dude.
On, son.
He was really funny.
He rode in a car with me.
He did. We saw Sonic, so he was doing great. And we even put pictures up, so he was there. So anyway, I got lost twice in a garage, and I just had to get it out of my system because maybe I'm less traumatized. You know, you're supposed to speak it out. A little.
Yeah.
You gotta speak it out.
Speak the trauma out a little
People
bit.
People are saying, take a picture of the floor. I did, you
That's
guys.
That's the only thing
it
I could do.
It didn't matter.
You know
I
what?
I still was so turned around in two different garages. So I'm broke and I'm lost at this point.
Why did we both have garage drama that day?
What did you have?
Man, I had to not
I
be
I didn't know you had a garage drama
well,
too.
Because I ain't told nobody about it.
Because you're traumatized. How do you think? I haven't told anybody I paid $100 to get out of a garage, but I did.
You're
horrified.
Me to
I'm an expensive. It, but I did.
You want me to tell you my trauma now or next? You decide, fam.
Next. 414-533-1037. Next, DZ's trauma, and maybe your garage trauma too. I appreciate all the people who texted in. I drop a pin where I park and use walking directions to get to it. So I would have tried that, but I had no Wi-Fi on top of everything. So no matter when I tried to put walking directions to anything I was going to, it would just get stuck. Turn me around, point the arrow towards the wrong way because it was stuck because of the Wi-Fi, and it just freaked me out. Nothing was working.
Well, and here's the thing with the pinning your location. It doesn't actually pin your exact location.
Spot. It does the building.
It does the building.
And then what?
But then say you get off on P3 when you were supposed to get off on P1,
is that
parking.
Where do you drop the pin?
Where do you drop the pin? Because you got off, where your car is.
I don't know.
You just didn't get off on the right floor.
But it doesn't
You're still
matter because Wi-Fi is not working at that point when I'm in the garage. It just screws you all the way around. All right, let's go to DZ. You have a story.
I do.
But let's go to Nikki in West Dallas first. Hi, Nikki. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you lost your car at the Lil Wayne concert this summer?
Uh-oh.
I did. It was actually my son's car.
What
and I was
happened?
With my brother.
Yeah.
So neither one of us, like, this is a new car, too. So we weren't really familiar. Like, what does it look like? Can't remember it.
Y'all can't remember. Y'all are looking for the wrong car. Got it.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So we walked like a block away and we're like, oh, boy, maybe we should take a picture or something so we know where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
smart.
Good idea. But at this point, we're a block away.
Too far.
So we took a picture of the corner, which had both signs. I made sure both signs.
The corner. Yep. Yep. You got the cross streets. Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
The cross street. So we know both signs. So we're walking down the street, coming back to the car or whatever, and we got the little beep beep. Nothing's beep beeping. We're at this corner now.
Okay.
We finally made it after we literally did a circle because my brother doesn't listen. But we finally get to that corner and we go north, south, east, west. It doesn't matter.
All the cardinals.
Nope.
Still no beep beep?
No beep beep, no nothing.
Where were you and where was your car?
Right.
I need to. You're on the Summerfest grounds or you're in the third ward? You're in the third ward, I take it, Nikki.
Yeah,
you're in
parked,
the third ward. So you're you can't figure out the cross street.
She's parked off Chicago or something. You know what I mean?
Or water,
ward something.
Okay, so go on.
Yep, so it was Chicago and something.
Got it.
Knew it.
So we're up and down, and then you have the streets that go like
that go diagonal. They go diagonal where they do the third ward Christmas tree and all that. Yep. Yep.
Thinking we're on our way. No.
They're up, they're by Colectivo now. They don't even know where they're at, probably. They're like, what are we doing? They're not even in the third ward. They're in the fifth ward. They're like, we're not even here anymore. So where was your car?
Like, now we're by the lake.
How did you find it then?
So you're back by the Summerfest grounds. How'd you end up back at the car? What happened?
Yeah.
So we started from scratch again.
Let's go back. Back to Lil Wayne. Back to Lil Wayne.
Back to the Summerfest grounds.
And we're like, all right, let's start this again.
Oh, that's funny.
And then we went all the way back, and then we finally found it.
You literally started over from the AmFam Amphitheater on Summerfest grounds, didn't you?
Ridiculous.
Wow, and you had to go back in the third ward.
I'm imagining hours. I'm imagining hours of like at least 2 hours you lost.
At least an hour.
I know for sure it was hours.
At least an hour walking all the way to the third ward, then walking back. And the time in the middle where you're trying to figure it out.
At that point, so we were good.
Yeah, at that point, there's no traffic. Everybody's gone. Lil Wayne left too. Yeah.
But he was worth it though.
Right.
He was worth it.
Oh, 100%.
Well, DZ, you want to share your story quick then? Or can you top that? What happened?
I don't even know if I could top it,
G,
but I just know some of my fellas are going to understand because as we were leaving Chicago, I got off on the wrong floor where my car was not parked.
Oh, at the garage.
In the garage. Yep. Get back on the elevator with another young lady who also enters the elevator.
Yeah.
And now had to be non-creepy when I realized we're parked on the same floor. So she's getting out. Thinking I'm going to get off on a different floor.
So you didn't get out? Why didn't you get out?
I got out. I just loudly said, oh my goodness, I'm so dumb. My car's parked right there as I'm booping my car so she knows I'm not getting out and following her. All creepy-like. Because I know how it is when you feel somebody's behind you creepy and, you know, big black dude randomly.
He's going to get off right now with me. I can feel it.
And I got that vibe from her because we didn't exchange any, like, look, hello, or nothing in the elevator.
Yeah.
So when she got off and I noticed she's parked on my floor, I went, I got to be loud.
We don't like seeing any men getting off on a floor with us when we're alone. We're like, can you go up and down again for us? Thanks. Just pretend like you're not getting off here. Thanks. Thanks, DZ.
So I really pretend. I was about
to
pretend.
You went all the way up.
No. I was about to pretend and then I went, no, lateral. Just say really loudly, oh, I'm so dumb. My car's parked right here.
Yeah.
I boo-booped my car so many times. I turned it on. I turned it off. I was like, see, I like to, you know, make sure my car's warm before I get in. Have a great day, ma'am. Bye.
So DZ's hiding. DZ's pretending. Shouting out things loudly.
I'm out here trying to not be creepy and seem like I'm following nobody.
You know what? At least you could find your car. That's all I got to say about
true,
that.
True,
all right. Thanks for calling.
I almost did the same thing trick-or-treating in Menominee Falls with my brother.
Nikki, you need a map. Okay, now we just need to get you a map, girl. Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.